Update of the avalanche report for Monday, the 14th of April, 2025. Wet snow represents the main danger. Natural avalanches are possible. Earlier in the day, it applies above 2,800-meter low avalanche danger, so danger level 1, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. Later in the day, it applies above 2,800-meter low avalanche danger, so danger level 1, below considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3. Earlier in the day, below 2,800-meter, we have a wet snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, later in the day, below 2,800-meter, we have a wet snow problem, this in all aspects. From early morning, the likelihood of wet avalanches being released will increase gradually. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found on sunny slopes below approximately 2,800 meters and on shady slopes below approximately 2,600 meters, especially on very steep west, north and east-facing slopes. Natural avalanches are possible as the penetration by moisture increases. These can release the saturated snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases, especially in the regions with a lot of snow. In some cases, the avalanches can reach areas without any snow cover in steep gullies. The conditions are unfavorable for backcountry touring. And now the snowpack. Outgoing longwave radiation during the night was reduced at times. The surface of the snowpack is frozen, but not to a significant depth and will soften quickly. The spring-like weather conditions will give rise to increasing and thorough wetting of the snowpack below approximately 2,800 meters. This situation will give rise as the day progresses to a loss of strength within the snowpack. We have the following danger patterns: DP.10, springtime scenario, DP.3, rain. The tendency for Tuesday, the 15th of April, 2025 indicates an increasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.